Blog Talk Radio.
Time, y'all. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained, enlightened, and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. We're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend was with a Z. The call-in number tonight, 646-727-3279. Hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those of you who have heard this show before, and for those of you who may be listening tonight for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I live vicariously through you, broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Each Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, we're live, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a great show tonight. Last week, we had a little technical difficulty, but that's okay. That's gone now. And I want to thank you for your ears. Because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better each week. And today is going to be no different. Today is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2010. We are here once again. The last show that you heard from us live was The Norm of Black America, Volume 1, Unmarried and Pregnant. That show was outstanding. If you missed any part of it, please go back and listen to the podcast. I think that's a dynamic show. It put us in a position to learn a little bit more about ourselves and each other. Tonight's show is going to be one that kind of teeters and just kind of raises the hair on your back. Homosexual hormones. When your child tells you that they're gay, you've probably seen us talk about this a little bit on Facebook, following us on Twitter. We've even been reaching out to you via text messaging to just get the point across that this is real. You know, most parents are going to be afraid to talk about this because they themselves are either ashamed, they're embarrassed, they're in denial. But ladies and gentlemen, this is a reality. You know, a lot of parents say that they fully support their children and they want them to live the quote-unquote happy life because they want to be proud of their kids. But think about this. I mean, the reality of it out there is what happens when a child actually reaches out and they confide in you that their sexual preference goes against what society says, that, you know, hey, I really like the same-sex person. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, ladies and gentlemen. This may seem like a lot of common sense, but, you know, you'd be surprised at how many parents would rather pretend that this isn't happening than to have to confront their child about their sexual interests. A lot of parents feel that their child should just know better, you know, therefore they won't have to address the issue head on and talk about it. So where does that leave the child to get their information from? Well, it's simple. I mean, think about it. Look at the generation, how old you are and how you learned about it. You know, friends, other kids at school, television. And, of course, the information age we're in right now, the Internet. You know, it might seem kind of hard or uncomfortable to talk about, but you really don't want to put yourself in a position or have someone else develop your child through their thoughts of what sex should be and is supposed to be. You know, the results can be uncontrollable. This isn't really what, for a parent myself, I wouldn't want that for my child. You know, think about this. Think about when you were younger. Where was sex more interesting to talk about for you? What made you think that what kids are doing now is going to be any different? You know, I can date myself. Before I even had the talk with my parents, I learned about sex from Too Short, Ice Cube, NWA, my music. You know, I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, what makes you think that these kids are any different from us? They came from you. They came from me. And I think it's really sad. You know, I think it's a problem that a lot of people won't talk about this because they think that if they don't see it, it'll go away. That's not my issue. That's their kids. They don't want to have to confront the issue because, you know, they don't want to talk about it tonight because most of the shows that we've talked about have been drama, men against women, parents, she ain't this, she ain't that. You know, it just is not going to be really a funny show. You know, I can't laugh about that. That's too bad, man. This is a real issue. This is real talk. You know, they don't want to talk about it because of what somebody else may think about them. And people ask me, why do you want to talk about this? What's going on? You know, it's just a fact, man. Gay teenagers themselves are coming out more often. They're coming out earlier. And a lot of them feel free to talk about this with their generation. There are a lot of polls and research out there that shows that there is a number of growth and acceptance among gay and homosexual people. You know, in my generation, you didn't really feel comfortable coming out in high school and talking about this. You were frowned upon, and people talked about you real bad. And now people are really more comfortable with it, but it seems like our generation and up don't want to talk about this because it's just a real bad issue. And younger people nowadays are, you know, being taunted at school, you know, bullying, being pushed around. Even with this internet, cyberbullying is just the new thing. You know, kids are getting hate mail on MySpace and on Facebook, and it's just a real issue, people. But as young people really become more visible targets, they also have a lot of other sources that they can go to. You know, other help groups because their parents won't talk about it. You know, schools are more likely in the past to have openly gay staff members who can help these kids and talk to them about it because their parents won't. And think about that. Now, how can you as a parent get upset at somebody else for teaching something to your child because you won't take the time to do it? You know, it's just the culture that we're in. You know, here in America, kids are coming out at a great rate. You know, back in maybe two or three years ago, studies came out that 54% of people found homosexuality to be acceptable, and it's even growing. You know, today's youth are just, think about this, they're just surrounded by a culture that's just pro-gay. MTV, The Real World, Will and Grace, Ellen DeGeneres. You know, you see kids with gay lifestyles and homosexuality in a positive light. And think about this, it's even more stronger in the political world. A few years ago, during the Bush administration, Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter had a female partner, and they wanted to have a child, and it was in the news like, oh, my God, oh, wow, look at that. I mean, this is just going to be, to me, this is a very interesting topic, and I know it needs to be addressed. You got to think about those children. You know, homosexual, gay children at a higher rate are really committing higher suicides because they don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to be accepted. That's just the feeling that they have inside because nobody's talking to them. They don't know if it's right, if it's wrong. That's mind-blowing. There was a study of over 12,000 teens followed up that had same-sex attractions. But they're depressed. They suppress it. But think about this. While the parents are at home or at work, I mean, the kids are out for the, I think most of children are out for the summer breaks. You know, what kind of influence are children having these days? It's not just the boys. It's not just the girls. Let's talk about this tonight. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with the Z. Call-in number tonight, area code 646-727-3279. Again, 646-727-3279. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just going to be a hot topic. We're going to talk in the blog room. We're going to open up the phone lines and let our callers actually listen and hear what they have to say about this. You know, I'm tripping. I wasn't really expecting a lot of calls on this tonight, and that's okay because I know we have people who would rather listen and not talk about it. it's cool to hear about it. Wow, that's interesting. But I don't really want to talk about that. That can't happen to my household. That can't happen to my son. That can't happen to my daughter. Incredible. I think it's just, you know, just tripped out that we'll just get hush. We'll get quiet on these things. We have a lot of fathers who want to be very protective of their daughters and not want their daughter to mess with that young boy. Not really tell them why, but it's just not time for you to do that. If I see that young boy come around here, I'll kill him. I'll hurt him. He doesn't need to be around you right now. It ain't time for that. Don't let me see him around you. But little do you know that that little girl somewhere at school has found out that, okay, they're preying on that. She can't be around boys. But guess what? I'm a girl. It's cool for me to be around her. And I can come over to their house, mommy and daddy, whoever may be, whatever parents have them for the weekend, will leave them alone, and guess what? Now that little girl could possibly be getting turned out by another female because daddy said leave the boys alone. You don't know what's going on in that locker room. We don't know what's happening to these little boys in the locker room because we don't want to talk about it. You're just supposed to be tough. Man up. BlogTalkRadio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? If anybody has an opinion, share it. What do you think? Is it best to keep quiet? Is it best not to say anything about this? If anybody has any children and you're a parent, well, I guess you would be, but if you're a parent that thinks that, you know, hey, I've seen something like this, call numbers. I don't even know your name. But we need to know and talk about these numbers. It's real deal. It's real deal. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just going to be one of those things. You know, when I talk about the boys, we talk about the girls, there's more variable things that can go on. You know, we talked about the internet. We talked about the influences at school. We talked about what the media is saying. You know, think about that. I mean, that's something that just kind of stretches itself. What is television really playing and telling our kids? Their fashion. Skinny jeans. Girls wearing ties. Is this normal? Is it because the father chooses not to be a strong household name and mom is taking over and mom is the dominant force in the house, so if mom is okay with being that number one person in there, then I need to be like mom? Is that what that little boy is saying? Is that little girl feeling like all men hurt me? I can't believe he did this to me, but I know she won't because she knows what I'm feeling and she knows how to make me feel good. I know you've seen this, but here again, you don't want to talk about it because, oh, if I talk about it, that might mean it might happen to me. Well, think about that, parents. As a parent, are you more ashamed of your child or are you more ashamed of yourself? Are you more ashamed of what your friends and coworkers might think of you for having a homosexual child because of everybody else's household it's okay? Because of what that little boy might be doing, might be taking or might be giving? What that little girl might be doing with her fingers, her tongue? Couldn't be my kid. Nah, not me. I can't believe it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number, blogtalkradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a caller calling in from the ATL. Caller, you on the line. Go ahead. Caller, are you there? Phone number ending in 911.
Yeah, this is Gav. How you doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good, brother. Tonight's show is homosexual hormones. What happens when you see that they're gay?
I don't believe in that. I think it's an act of choice that people make. I don't think boys come out saying that, you know, are born gay. I don't think anybody's born gay. I don't think girls are born gay. I think that some people are vulnerable, you know.
Okay.
I'll put it to you like that, and they make a decision to what they like. You need, buddy? Hold on. What's the matter with me?
Well, let me ask you this, Gab. Why do you think parents are so afraid to discuss this topic?
Yeah. I'm sorry?
Why do you think parents are afraid to discuss this? Why don't they want to talk about it?
Because everybody's like, no, not my kid. No, my kid, because that means I would have had to have done something wrong. You know? That's what it boils down to, is his parents internalizing and trying to place blame, you know, on why this went wrong. You know, I think it's just choices that are made. I think, you know, kids experiment, you know, and some of them experiment with the person that is there at that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You get a bunch of, a couple little girls together, a little supervision, somebody's curious about something. You get one of them that's impressionable, something can happen. But I think I think you brought the you said that boys spending too much time with their mothers. I think that has little to do with it. I think that people need to stop having kids and be parents. And I don't know if you understand what I mean by that. You know, whether people are active parents or there's some bum out there that just had a kid. We got plenty of those. And, I'm in Chicago. We look out every day. I look out my house window and I see the kids standing on the corner. You know who's got a parent and who just had kids. All right, you need to go back to bed.
Okay. So let me ask you this, Gavin. Do you think, based on what we're talking about, do you think a lot of parents feel that their child should just know better? That's why they won't address it?
Well, I think that you got to take teaching opportunity, teaching moments, and if you know something, somebody like that, or a kid asks a question, you answer it. Hold on one second. Yes.
Right.
Sucker. No, you got to go to bed. Did mama brush your teeth? I know mama brush your teeth. You got to go upstairs. Yeah. Go back to bed, buddy. Hey, what I say.
Sounds like you're doing some strong parenting yourself right there.
Man, this little dude, man, I'm trying not to spank him. Get upstairs. Upstairs in your bed.
So while we're talking about that and you have your child there, let me kind of ask you this question. When should parents really talk to their kids about, the birds and the bees or parents have that sexual education talk, knowing that much is out there?
I think you got to know your kid. You can't overexpose your kids to too much. And I think a lot of parents do that, They run out there, they put their kids on the pill. Or dads, and dads are notorious for this. Dads will go out and buy, condoms, toss that box at their kid, their boy, and be like, go handle your business. Really?
Right.
I mean, so we make it acceptable for boys to go out and do whatever, but no, you better not touch my baby girl. You gotta maintain that standard. The standard of if she can't do it, you ain't doing it, buddy. And that's just the way you gotta be. you got to just know your kid, you got to know what they're capable of. You got to know their maturity level. But I do think, at some point you got to say, hey, my kid is getting big. She kind of starting to develop a little breast. She probably done had a little cycle, or my son getting, he came to me about this little funny hairs on his body. You just got to know your kid and just have developed that rapport where you can sit down and say, hey, this is what it is. This is what's going on. There's some people out here that like this. There's some people out there that like that. I mean, you got to keep taking those teaching moments where you sit down with your kid Because it's so many lost souls out here, kids who just don't have effective parents, you know, and they just got somebody just had a baby, and that's you know, and unfortunately that's what goes on. My wife used to teach at a school, and it was a charter school, and a lot of the faculty were lesbians.
And hey, Gab, can you speak up a little bit, man? I have callers in the blog room who said they can't hear.
Okay, I'm sorry. My wife used to teach at a school where go back upstairs. My wife used to teach at a school where a large number of women in the faculty were gay, and they made it seem like an acceptable lifestyle, all right, to those girls. It was an all-girls charter school here in Chicago, and they made it seem like it was okay to like women. It was okay to dress like a boy, and I didn't think it was. I thought, you know, I've been in the military for a number of years, so to me, it puts me off, all right? But they made it. They created an environment where it was acceptable, and lo and behold, you had little girls who needed guidance and direction, who were looking up to these women who were living this lifestyle, start walk around calling themselves gay, or they want to be gay and start experimenting, doing stuff, you know. And I think it confused those girls. You know, and put them in a situation where they're doing things they probably would not have done. Well, more than like they would not have done, period, but because they were in a situation where it was acceptable. You know, no flag. You know, it's no flag. It's okay. It's not okay. You know, I'm in the military, all right, and that's my chosen profession, all right?
Okay.
I have gay soldiers, all right?
Soldiers?
Soldiers. I have gay soldiers.
Okay.
All right. I mean, but as long as a soldier under my who's in my shop or on my team or I'm in command of does not come to me and says that they are a lesbian or a homosexual, then it's okay. I know I'm getting off into don't ask, don't tell, but I think it works. It works for the society, the work that I do, the life that I lead, because I'm not asking, I'm not demanding anything of you. All I'm asking you to do is be a soldier. But
right.
These are adults. They can accept that choice. They can make those decisions. All right. And as long as I'm not asking, they don't have to tell.
Well, from an adult, I kind of think that they would have that. But I mean, going back to on the child level, more from
they don't
like
have that. They don't have that. They don't have that they don't have the capability or the mindset to say this is right for me. A kid Kids don't. I mean, on some levels they do. You know, but, you know, on a whole, they don't. That's why they're supposed to have parents or guardians or grandparents in their life. They're supposed to give them that guidance, you know. I mean, like, if you know that, just say you had a sister and she was a single mom. Ask her brother, what are you going to do? You're gonna pull her son under your wing. And you're gonna have man time with him. You're gonna teach him stuff. You're gonna try to grow him up to be a man, not a pair of pants like some of these cats are out here. You're gonna teach him. Boys, young boys model the behavior of their dad. If there's no dad there, or there's no granddaddy there, or no uncle, Uncle Pat or Uncle Chris or Uncle Nate, who are they gonna model?
And they don't have anyone to talk to.
They don't have nobody to mentor. Now, I grew up with my dad. My dad was a Vietnam vet. My dad pretty much came from the school of hard knocks, you know, having to chop cotton and do all sorts of old crazy stuff. He created a life for himself. And we were born when my dad was an adult. I think I was born, my dad was 33 years old. He was, you know, he experienced some things. So, you know, for him, he was able to raise sons. He was able to talk to me and get through to me, and I modeled his behavior. You understand? And I was able to understand, well, this is what men do. Men get up, go to work. Men, you know, shave in the morning. Men, you know, I was a little man. My dad was in the boxing. I was in the boxing. You know, so I mean, you know, part, you know, that goes down to deeper. We're not parents. We're not parenting our children. If we're parenting and we're doing the things we gotta do, homosexuality is not the biggest issue they're facing. It's not. You know, you're not worried about, you know, is my kid turned on by this, you know, because, you know, you set that in his head that men like women. I look at my little boy, you know, and we have man time. He is 3 years old. He turned three back in the winter. But, you know, I guarantee you this, when I go to the frat house, all right, I'm in my T-shirt. He's going to get his little T-shirt. When we go down to the frat house, you know, he's modeling. He's seeing men. He's seeing this is what men do. Men come together. We sit and we talk. We'll have, we drink pop. You know, we have chicken. We play pool. You know, now, albeit some of these things are I'm using to gender identify, but He's hopefully he grows up, or I live long enough to see him grow up, and he's going to model positive male behavior, the positive things that I'm putting out there for him. Look, here's some books to read. You know, I read every day.
All right? You're installing that. That's good.
Right. But when you have the breakdown of the Black American family, you're not going to have that. I'm not saying women can't raise men. That's not what I'm saying. I think it's harder, and I think there's some certain things that they got to be cognizant of. You know, I was talking to a friend on Facebook the other day, and she has a 12-year-old son, and she said, you know, she was telling me she's sending him to New Orleans to stay with her brother for the summer because she don't want him to be a mama's baby. She don't want him to be soft. She thinks he hangs out under her too much. Now, if she can identify this, then I know other people can. You know, it's all about mentoring. It's all about teaching. Homosexuality is a learned behavior. It's not anything that's inbred in us. You know, my mother's from South America, right? And when you go down there, well, you seldom see openly gay men.
You know what? Hold on, thought. We're gonna come back to that. Other callers may want to chime in on this. 646-727-3279 is the call in number. blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend was with a Z. We're talking about homosexual hormones. What happens when your child tells you that they're gay? Gavin is on the line and he's enlightening us tonight. Just think about this, listeners. Imagine what a child must go through. You know, they can't talk to their parents because mom and dad are ashamed of them. Well, they're ashamed of themselves for that matter. You know, usually, if you're just joining us, the phones will be off the hook. The blog room will be out of control because we have drama. Tonight, we have no drama. We got real issues. We're talking about the children. When trying to deal with all the challenges of being a teenager, you've been there. You've seen it. It happened to you. You had to grow up. Your puberty was a little bit different while you were learning your body. You know, they deal with harassment. They deal with threats, violence. And they hear those angry slurs, homo, faggot, sissy. Yeah. Name a few. You know, think about that. 28% of gay students, think about this, we'll drop out of school. This is more than literally three times the national average here in America for heterosexual students. And I know a lot of kids are out of school right now. A lot of teachers may see this at their school, but they're like, that's somebody else's problem. It's not mine. I don't have to deal with that kid after they go home. Gavin, would you agree with that?
I believe that. One of the things is, it's not, I mean, I think our society's done a pretty good job making homosexuality acceptable. If you go back and look at TV, you had that, Queer Eye, Straight Guy, all these TV shows, and you got guys that are just openly gay. You walk down downtown Chicago or walk around downtown Dallas, you see, you know, cats holding hands. No. And we send a crazy message to these kids, to young people, saying that it's okay. But then on the other hand, we harass them. You know, our society isn't that advanced. It's not that advanced. If it's 10 guys and there's one of those kids likes guys, and he's trying to fake the funk, they know. I got a gay soldier right now, and this guy tries to fake the funk. He tries to act like, you know, one of the guys. I mean, he's a good guy, you know. But the thing is, I realize that no, up the stairs, buddy. Go to bed. What? You don't need no bubbles. Go to bed. You know, it's not acceptable. It's not. You two, what are you doing out of bed? You know, I'm sorry. I'm putting my kids back in bed. So, hey, maybe somebody else wants to chime in. So let's
think about that. I mean, I understand we have a lot of some other callers that may want to chime in. In fact, let's go to the phone lines and go ahead and get the party started. I have a caller calling in to Dallas. Phone. 7-8, caller, you're on the line. Homosexual hormones.
Hi.
What to do? Tells you they're gay. Caller, you on the line?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Talk to us. Who is this?
Hi, this is Kia. I'm calling from Dallas, and I just wanted to share two separate stories where I know two individuals that are homosexual. They're actually just one is a male and one is a female, and I grew up with both of these individuals. And both individuals grew up in the church. You know, mom sang in the choir, dad was on the deacon board. And it was interesting to see how both families handled the homosexuality of their child. The family that had the son that was gay, he never came out as a child or a young adult and said that he was gay. He recently just came out, probably maybe a year ago, and he's out, like way out. But everyone knew, it was kind of known and it was obvious, but it was interesting how the family kind of ignored it. It was hush-hush, kind of taboo. No one really talked about it. It was one of those assumed norms where you knew he was homosexual, he talked, dressed, act, but the family refused to acknowledge it. And on the other hand, the female, she was actually a daughter of a preacher, and she displayed the same signs, cornrows, dressing, you know, real tomboyish, hanging with the guys, not really showing any feminine qualities, which doesn't necessarily mean that you're gay, but in her case, she was. And when she finally decided to tell her parents, they pretty much disowned her. So I think it really just depends on, you know, your family and where they stand on how they'll react to your decision to either come out the closet or not.
Okay. Now, while I have you on the line, let me ask you a question about that situation. Do you think the parents were just more ashamed of themselves because they didn't know how to handle that from a society standpoint and just accepted that for the norm, that's just who he is, rather than talk about it?
I think so. I think, especially in the African-American church, a lot of things don't get discussed or they're labeled as taboo and they're off subject or they're never discussed within the church or within the families. It's just assumed that you shouldn't be this and that's the end of it. And so I think that a lot of that inner shame carried into the church and also into their relationship with those family members, and they just chose to avoid it.
Wow. Okay. Well, Kia, thanks for calling. We appreciate that. Let's think about this. What she said is happening more often than not. The family just accepts it. They don't want to address the issue. Society says it's okay. The media says it's okay. Television says it's okay. But the family just doesn't want to address this issue. What's going on with the family with that? You know, and while we're bringing up the media, how much of an influence does media have over homosexual behavior on children? Do they really need to get that from television because mom and dad just won't open up? What's with that? I mean, is that just a pattern that we're seeing in our life and our lifestyle, ladies and gentlemen? Let's get the phone cracking one more time. Caller, Dallas, Texas, phone number ending in 8609. You're on the line with us tonight.
Andy Brown, how's everything going, my man?
Everything is fantastic.
Now, first off, let me talk about the media. The media is crazy. They want everybody to accept homosexuality. And it's crazy how people agree with the media, agree with, you know, Steven Spielberg. And, you know, if he says it's cool, then it's cool. I was watching United States of Terror last night, and it was like her teen son had his first homosexual act. You know, he's been teetering, tottering around being homosexual, and he just did it. And you have to realize millions of people watch this show. And now teenagers watch this show because they think it's, like, really cool. And now it's like, okay, you know, I see him kissing a boy, and if he did it, I guess it's okay. I saw Lil Wayne kiss Baby on the BET Awards, and he's cool. He's my idol. So if he can kiss a boy, I can too. They had a song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It. Understand, these little kids are not being raised by their parents. They're being raised by television. So if you make a song that's getting played thousands and thousands of times a day about how she kissed a girl and she liked it, what you think your little girl is going to do?
Right.
What you think when you hear Nicki Minaj and Usher sing a song? You know, it's a great beat. But when you listen to the message, do you really want your little 12-year-old girl talking about, hey, they're a little cutie with the big old ghetto booty? You don't know your ABCs, but you talking about touching a little girl. Your mama may think that it's cute because you know the song and she used to like Usher, but she's not listening to the message. I'm not trying to be my child's friend. I have to educate my child because they know nothing. But parents today are more into their own lives, because if you're a single mama, you're trying to date. You're not trying to raise your child. You let them go to school and let the teacher raise them. They're not trying to do it. The responsibility is off the parents and on Steven Spielberg. That's what I got to say about the media. That's what I got to say about the parents. That's just the truth from my point of view.
I can't disagree with that. We can't disagree with that at all. I know the callers need to chime in and listen to this. I know we have some parents out there whose children watch BET, who watch MTV, who even know who Steven Spielberg is. Media is really taking over. Think about that. What really kind of an influence is going on in your child's life and your lifestyle? Let's keep the phone lines open. Ricky, stay on the line with us if you don't mind.
Yeah.
We have a caller out of Louisiana, out of that great 318, phone number ending in 1187. Caller, you on the line?
Hello.
Caller, you on the line.
Can you hear me?
Hey, you. Who is this?
Dorian.
Dorian, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Have you been listening?
I've been listening. I have to disagree with the last caller because I'm a single parent. Both of my sons are straight. And if they chose to be gay, you know, I would deal with it. I feel like I could deal with it. I would have to. I had those two boys. They're going to be mine until I die, until they die. I have to deal with it. It's not that being a single mother, you're trying to find a date. No. You get your priorities straight. You do what you have to do. You use your brother, your dad, their uncles, whatever a positive male role model you can find to help them. I can't be a man. I can't tell them what a man can do, but I can speak for my son who's a good husband and a good dad, he didn't have a role model right there at home. See what I'm saying? So it's not about the mom, because it depends. I know, as a matter of fact, every gay person that I know, that I'm close to, they have both parents. And that's what they chose to do, male and female.
They have both parents in the household.
Yeah, both parents in the household. So you can't say it's because it's a single parent, because, you know, there may be a little boy. He admires his mom. I mean, everybody goes through that stage. It's a stage of life. Girls bond to their dad. Boys bond to their mom. And some of them just really like that. And instead of changing, going to that phase the way it should be done, they stay there. They don't advance on. They stay there, and they look at mom. I want to be like mama. Mama does this. Mama does that. I like the way she smells. I like the way dad smells. I want to be like dad. And it happens. I don't know. I don't know where it came from, how it got started, but it's here, and you got to deal with it. People don't need to get killed, beat up, harassed, and all that because of what they want. It's not up to us to judge. And I couldn't. That's why I say if either one of my sons wanted to be gay, told me they were gay, you know, it would hurt. I can't lie. It would hurt me because it's not natural. But they're my sons, and I have to deal with it. And I don't understand the negativity. I really, you know, some people I've had, I'm a nurse. I've had patients that were gay. I see them go out. Some of them that were outright gay, mostly males, go out dressed as women, and they get the crap beat out of them. Well, if that's what they want, let them do it, you know, to each his own. If it's wrong, it's a sin, they got to pay for it, not you. So let them do what they want to do, as long as they're not bothering you. And like the guy that's in the military said, he has some gay soldiers. Well, you know, they can say that they are. Don't ask, don't tell, or that you can. They say men know when men are gay, women know when women are gay. I don't know. But if they don't want to tell, leave them alone. If you can tell, you know it, leave them alone. Let them live their lives and let them be judged when it's time. Maybe they will, you know. And any time you commit a sin, you can ask for forgiveness. So I just said all that to say, you know, I could deal with it. If my sons, I have a goddaughter that's gay. And I love her. I'd do anything for her. That's what she wanted to be. I can't hold it against them. I can't say anything negative about them.
All right. So you fully support their decision, regardless of their sexual preference. If that's what they want to do with their life, that's okay, regardless of where they may have learned that information from.
Yeah, because it may have been on TV. It may have been on BET. Who knows? You know, they see that. I don't think that if they saw it on TV and, okay, I'm gay, and I'm looking at TV and I see another gay woman kiss another gay woman, I said, well, they did it, and, you know, he's famous or she's famous. I can do that, and I'll be okay. Because they need somebody, because so many people are against them. They need somebody to look up to. If it's on TV, if it's somebody on the street, you know, just like men gather together and women do, well, people that are gay try to – they used to. Now they're coming out more and more, but they still tend to stay around their own. It's when they come out of that circle, it's when they catch all the grief. But, you know, more and more, I'm seeing more and more gay girls out there, women, that are just coming out. They're not scared anymore because they can do it more freely because they have so many different groups to get involved with and more help, and some parents are accepting it. I mean, I have a friend whose parent just completely lost it. She couldn't take it. She couldn't take the fact that her daughter wanted to be gay. That's her loss. That's, you know, it's a mental problem. That's her loss, because if you had a child and that child is gay, you can't accept it. There's something wrong with you. No matter what your position is in life, you can be a preacher. No one is God. No one is God. No one can. God is the only one who can change somebody. You know what I mean? So you can't. Her daddy is a preacher and she's gay. That's wrong. That's wrong. You shouldn't do that. We shouldn't do that.
Do you know what happened with that relationship? You said he couldn't take it.
I said she couldn't take it. She just completely lost it. I mean, to the point she's like, at home, doesn't come out, doesn't deal with anybody at all. Doesn't
this
work.
Is the,
she can't
now,
work.
You, who are you referring to? You talking about the child or the parent?
The parent. The child, oh, the child's fine.
The parent doesn't want to come
fine.
Out.
Parent the, can't come out of the house. She can't work. She can't function. She can't be around. She's too embarrassed to be around her friends because her daughter decided she wanted to be gay. Her daughter is gay and told her. She can't deal with it. That's a mental problem. That's not, you know, people tend to worry too much about what other people think. You know, I mean, as a parent, you have to make sacrifices. I know that you give up a whole lot. I mean, as like the guy said before, dating, that's out the door because my kids got to go to school. They got to graduate. They got to go on. They got to be able to function without me. So if one of my sons told me they were gay and I lost it, okay, what then? Who did they have then? Nobody.
Incredible.
You know, so.
Well,
that's all I have to say.
I understand that. That's what's up. We appreciate the call. Hold on 1 second. Let me keep you on the line. Caller calling with a 323 area code. Last numbers ending in 0555. You've been waiting patiently, caller. On the line, you want to go ahead and speak to us? Talk to us. What's going on?
Hey, Andy, how you doing, man? It's Yusuf from L.A., California. You know what? What's up, big dog? You know what? I really didn't want to even call in because I'm one of them type of parents. I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, and I think that I've done a good job as being a parent. One word would be devastation. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm afraid to talk about it, but I have thought about it. And like I say, one word would be devastation, but I think I would get over it eventually through time. I'm not going to mentally break down or anything like that because I felt that I've put it down as a dad. And I've already talked about the birds and the bees, and I said, you know what, stay on your lane and do what's right. But, you know, I would feel a lot of devastation, man. I ain't going to lie. A lot of parents will say, you know, oh, well, you know, how could you do that? How could you do this? Yeah, I'm going to keep it 100, man. I'll be highly upset. There's no coming over to the house fixing up the Christmas tree. There's no sit-downs during Thanksgiving, you know, not right, you know, at that point. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, maybe I'll open up to it, but no. That's a no-no in my household, and I'm just going to keep it real with you, bro.
Should. But you know what? Yeah. I appreciate the call because it takes a lot. Number one, realize this, ladies and gentlemen. This is your offspring. This is something that you created. So these are their decisions that they want to make based on things that you have influenced or have not influenced. So what are you doing to support that child, if you are supporting him at all? This man has actually said, you know what, I'd be devastated. I don't know how I'd take it.
Yeah, and I could be honest about that and say that, man. You know, all my boys that I grew up with, we all kind of macho, you know, played football, played the women, you know. But, you know, I don't know how I would react, but I would know it would take a lot of time. Because, you know, most of the guys, we sit up and say, you know, how I mean, you know, my son plays football. He's all American. He's only 12. But, you know, we sit up and say, yeah, my son did that. You know, how would the conversation go 18, 19 or something like that? Yeah, well, my son's getting ready for prom, and, you know, he's taking this nice looking girl. What am I going to say? You know? But, you know, I, eventually over time, I think I'll be all right. But, man, that's woo-wee. And that's going to hurt me deep right there. It wouldn't break me down mentally, but it'll hurt me deep. I ain't going to lie to you.
Real talk. We have a lot of people who won't even admit that because they want to hold that and suppress that thing within themselves because they don't want to admit it. It's a real issue.
Oh, yeah, it's real, man. You know, but I'm going to say something real funny, too. You might not even believe this. I might can handle my daughter going that route, but not my son. I don't know why I feel that way. I honestly don't know why. But my son, but my daughter, I'll be devastated, but not in devastation mode. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I feel that way. I don't know why.
Andy, am I on the line?
Yes, you are.
Okay. My man, let me explain to you why you feel that way. Okay? You believe that if your daughter did it, it's a phase, but if your son did it, it's a lifestyle.
Right,
that's
right.
That's the honest to God truth. It's like, well, if my daughter did it, well, guess what? You know, she can go find her a good man. But I have never seen a gay man start liking women again. So that's why you feel that way.
And I'm going to keep it real. I think that's you exactly hit that on point. You know, I think you're right on that. You know, I think my daughter will get over and say, you know what? Hey, now, leave that alone. Let's go find a husband and start playing games. But my son, oh, my gosh. Embarrassment would be one word. Man, I'm sorry. You know, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. You know, any parent that say, oh, you know, we'll get over it, just love him. Yeah, man, but God dang, that's going to take a lot of love, you know. I got all of love for him, but I don't want to have this conversation for real. How about that?
How about this? A woman is more nurturing, and like the caller called, well, you know, if my two sons, they called in and they say that they take in the ass, it's sweet and fine, and we can go to church and, you know, swing lolly tunes and shit. That ain't the case when it's some dudes, because we want to play football with our son.
Right.
I don't want you coming up to me and I got to see you. Because honestly, I know what I did to women in college. The thing is, what men have in our minds is that, you know what? It's not the fact that you're the male gay dude. It's like you're the feminine gay dude. It would be more acceptable at the fact that, okay, what you do is, okay, you sticking him in the ass. You ain't taking it in the ass. It's a big difference then. You see, a woman not even looking at it like that, because a woman lays down with a man. See, a man look at the fact that, look, I'm inserting myself in you. A man looking at the fact that I don't want nobody inserting nothing in my little boy. When I saw him play football, his first helmet and all this, and I know for a fact what I did, I don't want no man coming in my boy's mouth. Because if that's the case, be in jail. I don't need you just walking around doing this. What the hell is wrong with you? You bringing shame on my family. You doing some things that is abnormal. You are touching another man doing things that women supposed to do. You are doing things that a dog won't do. Let's keep it 100. That's what men really think. Because a male dog won't lick another male dog. So what the hell are you doing licking on another man? That's what most men feel.
I've had this conversation, man, with coworkers, and they would say, you know what, don't go that route, don't do them like that. Man, look, you know, I wouldn't say cut the ties, but, boy, I'm telling you, I'm going to be upset for a whole minute, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a football coach, and I'm in my kids 100%. They spend all their time with me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't one of them part-time dads. I'm full-time. I'm letting them know what the real business is. I even tell my daughter, hey, you know what? This is how it is, you know, especially when she was really, when I had the homies always sliding through, always talking about males, girls and stuff like that. I would say, you know what, man, listen to this, because I want you to have all the game when you grow up about males. And I would just feel that I can maybe get over that. I'll be upset now about my daughter messing with another female, but I'll be in devastation mode about my son, especially all this time I've been spending and try to grind and chop it up with him and tell him what's right and what's wrong. Yeah, that'd be a slap in my face. I'd get over it, but best believe, ain't no Christmas tree decorating.
No.
Ain't no Thanksgiving eating. You know, don't come by the house with I can handle you, but don't be coming by the house with your dude and all that and cutting it up and all that stuff. Because, see, what's liable to happen is then I'm going to have a reaction. And my reaction, it's going to get ugly. And I'm sorry to say that, but I just got to keep it real, dog. I have to.
As you should. Because you know what you're doing? You're doing what a lot of parents won't do. They hold it in.
They hold it in.
It's a real issue. Like, whoa, I don't want that to happen to me. Because what happens is a lot of people, watch this now, when they see drama like that, they just want to change it.
Yeah.
With it head on. But you're coming out, and you've actually thought, what if? What if my daughter? What if my son? So
right.
Put yourself in that position of, okay, well, if that situation were to present itself, at least I have some understanding of what I would do and what I wouldn't do instead of pushing it to the side. That takes a lot. I commend you for that.
Oh, yeah, because I ain't going to push nothing to the side. It might be to the point, you know, I try to have them, you know, come at me and talk to me about anything. I would hope he would say something. You know, I'd rather not even know, to be honest. I'm going to keep it real, you guys. Don't even tell me. Keep me in the closet, hell. Don't tell me nothing about it. Keep me. I want to be in the closet.
So,
you know,
how was
I don't even want to know about it, dog. I don't even want to know about it.
That's what's up. Dorian, are you still there?
I'm still here.
From the male
Who was the last guy? Hey, where are the females at? I don't hear any other females on here. It's different. Yeah, like, I don't know where he's from, California, Los Angeles, whatever. Where are we, the last caller?
From L.A.,
you know, all that, you know, he got, yeah, he's keeping it 100, getting all down and dirty, but it's the man's perspective and the women's. Women have babies. Women have the kids, so it's a, you know, mama's baby, daddy maybe. And I ain't trying to put nobody down because I know all the dads that are talking and real dads that are talking, you know, it would hurt them. You know?
Oh, yeah, it would hurt me.
I don't understand how it'd be okay, you know, he'd be more acceptable of the daughter being gay than he would.
Because, you know, because the other caller said it just right. I didn't even think of that. I can, with her, it's just a thing. You know what I'm saying? Just a little thing. But with this dude, that's something. That's something a little bit different. That's some ties right there. You know what I'm saying?
But,
it might be a little flame. That might be a little flame, but with the guy, there's something going on around here.
I mean, up until the last few years, women are starting to come out. It was all men mostly. Then women started coming out more and more as the years go by. I have never seen so many lesbian women out there.
You're right. They're coming out in truckloads.
Yeah, they're coming out like that, but I forgot what I was going to say. Anyway.
I just want to say,
While you are
there,
let me address this. Yusuf, I can address you first, and then we can pass the question to Dorian and Rick. And, I mean, since it's something that's a condition, you're not born that way. Homosexuality is more like a cry for attention and confusion rather than just trying to break out for, like, self-assurance. See me. This is who I am. Yusuf, what do you think? I mean, you think that's just something to say just to get some attention?
Are you asking me?
You know what? You know what? When I left college, man, I started working. I was a therapist working with these kids, and I was working with a lot of probation kids. And I was in a division which housed a lot of 288s. 288s are people who commit sex crimes. These kids were like 10, 11, 12 years old. These kids were telling me that they were born with it. I would have to sit up there and have therapy with these kids. These kids said, I was born to do this. I was born to do this. I've always felt this way. I honestly think that it's a chemical in their mind, and something has to do with their chromosomes just say, boom. This, especially guys. This is me right here. I like guys. You can see some of these cats out here, man, especially in L.A. You know, they got a little different swagger. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little bit different. But I can't say this, though, man, especially out here in Cali. They got these cats out here, man, wearing Tims and sagging with jeans and the V-necks, man. You never can tell who's who nowadays. To be real about it, I don't even know who's who. But I honestly think that they were born with it. That's just my real professionalism thing about that. I think they were born with it. I think the females, they're mostly doing it as an attention. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I see some of those females be having some dime broads, to be honest. I ain't going to lie to you. I look, I say, damn, what is she doing that the dudes ain't doing? You dig?
Right.
So yeah, I was like, damn, girl, how'd you pull her?
I got an answer for that one. But
yeah. I know, huh?
That's another episode right there. I can tell you
the show right there.
You know, but you know what? But on a serious note for me, and I'm sorry for cutting in, but I have to say this. I don't believe anybody is born gay. Now, my thing is, you never know if he ever got molested as a child and grew up, try to close that part of his mind up, but just feels as if that's just the norm of, okay, my mama boyfriend touched me or my uncle touched me and nobody said it was wrong. See, because little kids don't know right from wrong. They just go with the flow. Somebody got to tell them that's wrong. Don't do that. Don't let somebody touch you there. And if no one ever done it, then guess what? 9 times out of 10, guess what you going to do? Because if I've been stealing ever since I was 2 and nobody smacked my hand and said, stealing is wrong, I'm 33 going on 34. If nobody said it was wrong, I'm going to continue to steal. I think that's the same thing with some of those kids, those 288s that you were working with. It's the fact that, hey, you know what? No one said it was wrong to touch because mommy's boyfriends, all 10 of them touched me, and it was fine. Or my uncle touched me that just got out of jail, and nobody said it was wrong. Even little girls who talk to their mama, you know your boyfriend touched me. And she's like, you lie. Well, okay, well, guess what? I'm going to let these grown men touch me, and I'm going to let women touch me too. Sometimes I just think it's conditioned because no one ever told them this is not right. You got to start with a kid when he's young and say, hey, you know what? If a little boy touch you while you're using the bathroom, you go and tell a teacher. You know, you don't sit up here and listen to this, you know, listen to everybody say and say, that's cool. Because they're conditioned to think that's cool. So that's just my viewpoint on it. I don't think you cannot born gay. I'm sorry, because if that's the case, I want to be born a millionaire then. If that's the damn case, where that gene at? You know what I'm saying? So that's just an excuse. Well, I was born gay. That's bullshit. You was not born gay. That was the case. I want to be born a Jew. I'm not trying to be racist, but goddamn it, they got all the fucking money. If that's the case. You just can't be born that fucking way. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be honest. You cannot be born that way. It's a condition. You did that or somebody showed you that this was the way to go, and that's what you did. You hear people say, I got turned out. You didn't hear somebody say, I was born this way. I was born being tacky. I want cornrows. I was born sucking dick. Come on, nobody say that, man. Let's just be real. Come on. That's just my viewpoint, though.
That's what's up. Dorian?
Okay. And you know, they really did, to the last caller, they did do some research on that, about the X chromosomes and all that.
And all of them were gay. I knew somebody was going to say that, and all the researchers were gay.
I'm not saying that. I mean, the gay rights activists and all that, you know, they had to come back with something, you know.
Of course.
They were born like this. And so they, you know, we're going to check all the X chromosomes. Well, they didn't say anything about the mongoloids. You know, it's not like
right. Right.
You know, it's not because they got messed up, crisscrossed, and XY, and they're mongoloids. It's not like that. It's because they took a few gay people that were messed up in the head because they were gay, didn't know how to say they were gay, or got their asses kicked because people found out they were gay. So I got a mental problem. Yeah, I guess you do. But it wasn't there because it wasn't there when you were born. It developed. People go crazy every day. They weren't
mm-hmm.
born like that. So you can't say, I have to say that. And then who was the guy that was saying, I don't want anybody in my son's butt and somebody putting their dick in my son's mouth? You know,
oh, yeah, I said that.
Was that you? Man, I can kind of understand what you're saying about, I don't know if it was you saying about your son, you could do your daughter, but not your son because your daughter would be a thing or a phase. But if it was your son, oh, my God, you don't know. You would probably come around, but it'd be really hard. But look at all the things y'all do to women.
Right.
You know, so.
Even though it's pleasurable for both parties, I'm just saying.
And you know what? When two gay men get together, I think they like it, too.
You know what? It's a possibility,
okay,
but when
go.
You come back home.
And
you go back home and we look at the face that, you know what, that's a stain on your polo shirt, dog. Get the hell out of my house, both of y'all. I don't want to hear what a wimp on your booty hole go, I don't need that in my family.
Look, let me ask you about the down low, brother. What about that? They say they're not gay. They just like to do it with another man. What's that?
You know what? They confused, too. They are gay that like women. That's the whole damn point. I'm on the down low. I just like to have a dick in my ass. No, you're gay that want to pretend, and you want to pretend that you like women. Look, guess what? You ain't on the fence with that, dog. Guess what? You're probably a doctor. You're probably a politician. You're probably an entertainer. And then all of a sudden, I'm on the down low because you just don't want anyone to take your job away from you or shun you. Let's just be honest. While you don't want to say that I'm gay because you don't want your money taken away.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main reason. You don't want to be shunned in society. You don't want your frat brothers to push you to the side. You don't want your teammates to be like, ah, dog, I'm taking a shower with a queer. Really? Nah. That's why I'm on the down low, because I don't want nobody to know what I'm doing with these dudes. And you know what? I think all them bastards need to die. I swear to God, because you killing more women because you sleeping raw dick with this dude, then you coming right back and fucking your girl. Are you serious?
A,
I hope
no,
you
listen,
alone.
There's a remedy for that. You get in the bed with your man, you know, you're asleep, you think he's asleep, he thinks you're asleep. Suit your booty out. Not that. You swipe his butt. And if he knocks the hell out of you, you're a man. But if he toot his booty out at you.
I thought you said if a woman toot a booty out, I'm like, it's this time for fun. But see, I understand what you're coming from.
Okay. It was the same thing. Well, if your kids, you know, it's your son and your daughter, you know, you still got to be there for them. Because if you ain't there, nobody else going to be there. It might be hard, but you just can't. Would you rather for your child to go and commit suicide because you wouldn't accept them?
No, not at all. But one thing one thing that I don't want is the fact that they use the excuse that I was born gay. Because what you telling me is that God made a mistake. And the God that I serve, and I don't want to get religious, don't make mistakes. If he can make a perfect circle and put people on here, you going to try to tell me that he going to make a mistake with you? I was born this way. Why wasn't anybody else? No gay person can answer that question for me.
That's not true. I mean, everybody's got to come up with something. You know, this.
You
got
to use an excuse to do what you want to do?
Yeah, pretty much.
While you all are there, I mean, bring this up as an example. I mean, we have children who are that way. What about homosexual parents? You talked about that just as adults. How is a homosexual lifestyle an influence on these teenagers and these youngsters? I mean, why do you think that's even possible? Is it okay for homosexual people to raise children?
I think that's
my viewpoint, no.
You know, if it's two male and female, I mean, two straight parents, they can have kids that go out and decide they're going to be gay. You can have two homosexual parents, their kids go out and be straight. It depends on how you. Yeah.
Okay, I have a question for you. And this is just a. Can I ask you a question? I'm sorry. How many racist parents, like in the South, since we, you know, a lot of people in the South below the Mason-Dixon line, how many two racist parents raise the child and not be racist? I just want to put that out there for
how
everybody.
How many little white girls go out looking for a Mandingo?
the gold digging mama.
KKK across the front, in front of the house. KKK, they got their sheets out back and they let you know.
You know what? Because white people know, green is green. Damn black, damn white, it's all about green. What I'm saying to you is, name two racist people that hate black people that will raise a child to love black people. You don't. It's the same thing. Two gay people are not going to raise a straight dude.
Yes, they will. Yes, they can. Yeah, raise them all the time. That's why they can't stand that when their little daughter, little queen, go out and get a brother. And they do it all the time. How's that possible? That's like taking a child. Like you guard your child. You they can't do anything without you being around. You gotta be chaperoned. You can't go out until you're 16. You can't date. You can't do this until you're 16. Until you get out of school. And when they get loose, it's on. They get a piece of a girl get a little bit. Boy get a piece of ass. Whatever you get. They go crazy. Get a drink, they go crazy because they never had it. They never experienced it. They were never introduced to it because they couldn't go out. Just like a little white girl. Niggas. Don't fool with no niggas. You fool with them, I'm putting you out. As soon as they get out, see a black boy. Like, let me try that out. Then they're running behind them. That's how it happened. It don't matter. I don't know, maybe. Shit, back in the day. That's why you got Carmel sisters and brothers, light, bright, almost white, because they've been doing it. And you know they didn't like no black people back in the day. We couldn't go nowhere. We had to be on the plantation. But everybody all mixed up now. So that's how it happened.
For homosexual couples to raise children not to be homosexual.
They could do it because that's a child.
It's what now?
That's the child. That's what it's not always gonna align with what they see, you know. I mean, they see two moms. I mean, as crazy as it is to me, you got two moms. One acting like a daddy, but she ain't. She's still a mama, too. And they teach them, if they do right, they teach them, you know, this is what I chose to do. You don't have to do it. If you want to do it, it's fine. But you're a female, you want to be with a man, that's cool. You want to be with a woman, that's cool. You're a male, whatever. If you teach them like that and they go on, you let them experience things, they won't want to go try it. Let me go try this out because mama, my mom, my two moms said, don't do it. But I want to go do it anyway because I want to see what it's like.
So you believe that a man-hating butch dyke broad who hate men going to raise her daughter up that she adopted to go out and beat and date a man? If that's the case, she would have done it. They got a lot of people that hate men. Those dyke broads really do hate men. So how you going to tell me if I hate something, go love it? You see, I don't see that.
Just like complete, total redneck, KKK, horse riding hillbilly, black person, but they have a daughter that loves black people.
They love the NFL player. They love the NBA player. They love the rapper. They don't like them because as soon as their career is over, so is that white bitch. That bitch is gone.
It ain't always like that because I know they got some brothers now and they ain't no NBA players. They ain't no they ain't famous.
They finally got to sell some dope when they was in college that had an opportunity to play football. Their knee got blown out. And I'm telling you, they probably stuck with them then. Let's just be honest. Because Andy Brown, did you not play football?
Yes, indeed.
Mizzou, guess what? They had broads, white broads there. I may not like black people, but he's a stocky dude. He probably could play some football. I'm going to go holler at him. White women are about money. I'm so sorry. Hate or not?
No. Some of them about the dick. And that's just all to it because they say, I don't know. I ain't never tried. But they say a white boy ain't got nothing. I'm not over a black man, so. I'm a woman.
I think that a gay woman can't raise a boy to start loving other women or raise a chick to start loving dudes. Let's just get back to the point. The point of the matter is I can't see two gay dudes raising a son to be like, hey, go get her, son. Though I'm taking it in the ass, go get her, though, son. She is so pretty. That little boy going to have a list by the time he's three.
He will be. And then again, he may grow up and his friends have a mom and a dad at home, and he sees that, and he may be embarrassed, so he won't be the farthest thing away from his parents. So
you stated earlier that gay people stay within their circle. That's what you stated. So if we go off of that statement right there,
no.
Most gay people going to stay within their area, so you're going to raise a child where you're comfortable at. You're going to be comfortable in a gay community. You're not comfortable in a heterosexual society.
And think about it.
You're in California?
I'm in Dallas.
You're in Dallas.
Bible.
Okay. But 10 years ago, look at it now. Look now. I mean, now you can, sometimes you can tell, sometimes you can't.
Dorian, I want you to think about this also. If you're living that lifestyle of homosexuality, your preference, how do you have the bees and the bees talk? How do you have the birds and the birds talk with this child when it's time for them to grow up in that puberty stage and they're curious? They see men
that's
and women.
Just,
explain it.
Okay.
I mean, those of those who are listening, who don't understand, those in the blog room on howwasyourweekend.com and also here at Blog Talk Radio, how is that possible? How do you do that? You live one life. But you teach something else.
I'm getting off the subject, but say you're raised by both your parents are crackheads or alcoholics or something. You see that every day, you don't like it, so you don't do it. You see it every day, you like it, you think it's cool, so you do it. Same thing with homosexual parents. You see it every day, you don't like it, you don't do it. You like it, you do it. I'm saying. Because that's just my opinion. Because I was a single parent. I'm a single parent, and if my son saw me with no man was around, if I had a date or something like that, or somebody, a man came over, something like that, they'd be like, okay, mama's with a man. So that's how it should be. I should have a woman. Or say there are two homosexual parents, and they always have other homosexuals over. I don't know if they have regular friends. I mean, not regular, but straight friends that come over. They see both. They see how to interact. They decide, okay, I like that. Or, oh, that's nasty. Or, 'cause there are no gay schools, I don't think, are there?
You know what? Let's talk about that. The blog room doesn't want, they want to listen tonight, and that's okay. The bloggers don't want it. They don't want to talk on this. But somebody mentioned California. Our California, Cali representative back on the line. Yusuf, you still there?
Yeah, I'm right here, big dog.
Something was made. Do you think that's possible for two homosexual people to raise someone?
No. Of course not. What do they have in common? What could they say to this kid? Not a damn thing. I used to date a girl back in high school when she was 13. Her daddy was a single parent. Probably we know why now. She caught that dude with a man in the act. Do you know that girl's damn near, what, 35, 36, and still devastated today?
Well, I'd be devastated if I saw my parents having sex.
No, not parents. Hold on, not parents. Her dad and another dude.
If I saw my
mom. No. Yeah, but no. There's no way two mans can raise even a girl. And it upsets me when I see or hear gay people adopting kids. It upsets me. I ain't going to lie. Why would you want to ruin that kid? I'd rather that kid go somewhere else. Why would two gay people adopt a kid? What could they do for that kid? Yeah, they might have a little change, but mentally, what could they do for that kid? Nothing. Nothing. Not a damn thing, but mess that kid's life up. Now that kid's going to school getting embarrassed. Oh, you got two dads there? Or let me go send two Father's Day cards home. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you never thought
about it. And then you're asking, who's the mama? Which one is the mama of the two men? Now, how bad would this be?
I don't know. You know what, man? It's crazy how this day and age is, especially out here on the West Coast, man. Out here on the West Coast, man, I see it every day. I work off of Sunset in Hollywood at the hospital, man. I see these cats every day. I see cats walking down the street with their hands, hands on ass. I'm like, man, this is ridiculous, dog. And, you know, you know what? Somebody asked somebody at a university, there'll be one real soon, a gay university. No disrespect, but there will be one really soon. Everything right now is everything right now is geared towards gay people. You know what I'm saying? And you got all these rights and stuff like that, and all these laws are passing through. And you know, like my man said, I think from Dallas, man, TV is taking over. You know, Nicki Minaj is fine as hell, but she's bisexual. So if a girl see that, will say, well, shit, if she can get away with it, I know damn well I can get away with it. So the TV is taking over, man.
And that's what men like, though. That's what they see on television. Because if Usher sing it, he had Confessions, and now he liked two girls. And you know
what? Can I
need to go get him.
I think Usher's in the closet. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah, I believe that for a long time, dude. Yeah.
No.
I think Usher's in the closet. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all.
Of course. You dig?
Let me put this in. He married a damn man, so he might be.
Think about it. One of the bloggers did mention that there are gay schools in New York.
Oh, okay, really?
Damn. Damn.
Regardless of their sexual preference, there's still going to be the fact that, you know, hey, you know, we can teach this person to be educated because, you know, you may nine times out of ten, but some people have actually said that, you know, some of the most higher up people in corporate America are gay. You know, regardless of their sexual
preference. You're right. Andy, can I tell a story real quick? It's a true story.
Go ahead.
I went to Grambling State University. I hung around a clique, and we were very solid, 100% chasing women. I had a guy that was in our crew. He was in our crew for about 2 years. I ain't going to say his name. Hung out with us, man. He'd get drunk, pass out in my room. We didn't think nothing of it. I get drunk, he gonna pick me up clear across campus, no problem. You know what I'm saying? That's how we did, because we was homies. You know what I'm saying? We went out to clubs. Come to find out, he started hanging out with the male cheerleaders. I said, well, damn, well, maybe, hold on. I said, well, maybe it's like a relative or something, because my whole clique was like, oh, hell no. They was just totting this dude on campus, messing with him on campus, throwing stuff on campus. I got to a point where I was like, you know, because I used to be a gay basher back in the day. And that right there, it made me realize, because I had the power to say, you know what, you guys, let it go. He was our homeboy. He still is our homeboy to this day. And he eventually was gay, and he was in the closet, but he never tried anything with us. He didn't, you know, he kept the 100. He was our boy. I still consider him my homeboy. To this day, I regret the things that I let the homies do to him as far as, you know, slapping him or taunting him and stuff like that. I will agree, I do have a greater outlook on gay people now, because everybody got somebody gay in their family. But when it hits home, when it hits mine, nada, nothing. I can't deal with it. I work with a lot of gay people at work, you know. Hey, your doctor could be gay that's having surgery on you. But what are you going to say? You want somebody that's straight or you want somebody that's gay? So I really think it just hits home. I don't have any problems with gay folks, but when it hits home, when it hits, this is my boy. This is one that I've groomed, and this is one I've raised. It hurts. It would hurt me. It would devastate me. You know, that's what I have to say about that. But to this day, I feel so much regret, and hopefully I can go to homecoming, and I hope I see him, and I would apologize to this guy, even though he might be with an entourage. I would say sorry. I would say sorry, and I would still hang out, because I don't even care no more. See, I'm at a stature. I don't even care. You know, I don't really hang out with them, because, you know, I've had some folks in the family that's flamboyantly gay. You know, we're not about to go out to dinner or anything like that. We're not going out to do a family outing, because I don't want anybody looking at me crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I hope I do see that guy. And I'm honestly going to tell you, I'm going to apologize to that guy, man. I ain't going to lie to you, because we did some awful things to that boy. And I let a lot of things go. And I should have stopped it, and I regret it to this day, and I can honestly say that.
Yeah, that's cool.
And if you're out here, hey, if you listen to old boy, I'm sorry.
What was a real man supposed to do?
We only got a few more minutes, but let's talk about this since we have these callers on the line. I'll address this in the blog room, and also we'll let the lady go ahead and speak first. Dorian, what do you think? What kind of information would you recommend for a parent who might be struggling with the issue of having a child coming out of the closet, if that situation may present itself?
I mean, now, today, everybody knows, I mean, all the stigma behind it. I mean, even though they're more casual about it, they're more open about it. Everybody's coming out now because it's like the thing to do, and, you know, so many gay rights, you know, it's hot. Being gay is hot now. Everybody's talking about it in groups, blah, blah, blah. But let me tell you this. If my child said it, if I had a daughter, my granddaughters, my sons, so they are, you know, I tell them, look, you know what you're going to face, even though it's out there like that. And some people are more accepting, some aren't. You're going to have a hard time. It's going to be hard on you as far as work, getting a job, getting in school, being able to get out, period. You know, it's going to be hard on you. So is it a choice? I think it is a choice. I don't think people are born with it. It's a choice. Are you sure that's what you want to do, you know? And I'm behind you, you know. No, I don't like it, but, you know, it's not for me to judge it. You're my child. You're always going to be my child. I'm not going to judge you for it. I'm like the other guy said, I'm not going to be happy. I'm not going to be devastated because, I'll probably be like, well, damn, are you sure? How'd it happen? Why do you feel that way? But if that's what you want, you know, be careful. It's with anything. You decide you want to be a thief. Yeah, be careful. You decide you want to drink and drive. You know, you make choices. I'm not trying to be religious either, but God gave us free will. That's what you decide to do, right or wrong. You get to make that choice. You can always come back and say, you know what, I was wrong. I take that back. And you can change, you know.
Right.
You always got that choice to ask for forgiveness and get over it at the last minute. It's your last breath, no matter what people say. I'm one person that don't care what people think. I'm past that. I used to, but I'm past it. I don't care what you think. This is me. It's all I'm going to be. And if I was gay, if I was going to be gay, that's me. You don't have to like it because you're not feeding me. You're not taking care of me. You're not paying my bills, so don't judge me. That's what Tupac said. Don't. Who can judge me? Only God can. So
all right.
I wouldn't judge a child. I wouldn't. I just tell them, you know, what they don't.
That's what's up. Yusuf, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, what do you think? I mean, is it, what would you recommend for someone who may be struggling with that issue? Probably maybe 30 seconds or less.
Yeah, I know. You know how I do it. You know what, man? It'd be hard for me to even recommend something. I would just say just leave it in God's hands, because it doesn't matter what you say. That boy or girl gonna do what they feel. You can sit and pray and say, please don't do this. It's going to embarrass me. But it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, that kid has already got their mind made up. And, you know, it is what it is. Chop it as a loss. But, you know, ain't no Christmas. Ain't no Thanksgiving at the house, though, baby. For sure.
What are your thoughts on that, man, before we close the show out?
Okay, it's a quick thing. I'm going to go to the Bible verse. If I have to tell my son one thing, it is better to give than to receive. That's what I would have to tell my son straight up. If you going to be gay, it is better to give than to receive. I have nothing else to say about that. If I had a daughter that did it, she better be a dime piece, because you still representing the family. And I'm just being 100 with you.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's cool. We have our bloggers in the blog room. We want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. This has been a wonderful show. I really appreciate all the ears and everyone who actually brought their input into this show. I really appreciate your ears and your thoughts and your blogging. And just the fact that you were able to listen to this show tonight with us, ladies and gentlemen, that just speaks volumes. You know, now that we've actually discussed this topic, most of us are aware that this is a real deal issue. Some of you may have a sense that your son or daughter is homosexual, or you need to ask yourself, you know, what led up to that? Is it really a matter of choice? Find out why. Maybe they did this to upset you or peer pressure or anything like that. We don't know. But in bottom line, it's always communication. Always communication. You know, the fact that he or she told you their secrets about that kind of lets you know that they want some understanding from you as a parent. And that love and that conversation that you offer them will really go a long way. After all, really, it is your child. You know, so find out where that communication stops at home. So that's just real talk, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to thank you for listening to us tonight. You know, any child out there, any part of the family that may be getting this, we thank you. I just want to say to my panel and the people that called in, thank you for your insight. Thanks to all the folks that have been blogging, expressing their thoughts. As you know, you make the show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight, or if you had some good information from this show, do me a favor. Tell three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with the drama, ladies and gentlemen. The Normal Black America, Volume 2, Interracial Dating. Log in, listen, and learn, fam. My name is Andy Brown. Good night. Go mob. And we gone.